It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosey sitting in for Vinny, who I think is on the hotline right now. Is that him on hold?
That's correct.
Sure is.
Vincent, Daddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's life with Edie Rose? Hello. We just expected you to be, you know, shot like a bullet out of a gun.
Well, I actually am up and into it, but I have to kind of be quiet. We've got a baby in the house now, so I'm off in Dusty's office, which I've never really sat behind her desk. I'm actually tripping. It's weird to be in a part of the house I never go to.
Yeah, but, moved the desk in and then never went back.
So I'm home and I'm in Christina's office. And forgive me if I can't really project too much, but I'm trying to not wake up that child.
Don't you worry, Vinny. Your voice cuts right through. It's almost like this is your indoor voice that we're hearing for the first time.
It is my indoor voice. So you guys want to hear this story?
Yeah, tell us the story.
Okay, so here's the deal. Around midnight, two nights ago, Christina woke me up and said, "I think it's time." And of course I was like, "You think?" I'm going back to bed.
Oh, you're so.
So she was like, "No, it's time. I've actually been up for an hour, and I'm sure it's time." So we called her dad, who came and hung out with Isla, and we called her sister, who wanted to be part of the team, and they came over, and we went to the hospital. We had her at Sutter in Santa Cruz, and. She wanted to do a natural childbirth. Did you do that?
No.
Oh. Why is that? Yikes.
That seems way too painful for me.
It's like it turns out that it is super crazy. And, you know, for many of you who don't know my girlfriend, she's actually very quiet. And in this instance, I've never heard her hit that volume. It was awesome. Like awesome, like the whole hospital, awesome, like wow, loud. So she did like a tub, and her sister was massaging her, and they did this little, you know, rollerball thing, and it seemed like, and I was working the music. I did the DJ thing.
Oh,
so
Vinny.
Awesome.
We had tunes going.
What were the tunes? Like a lot of Mary J. or.
So, no, well, her mom's favorite album, I think, of all time is Maroon 5's first album.
Oh.
So this will give you a sort of a timeline.
All right.
So I put on Maroon 5. We listened to that whole album. She did the hot tub thing, and there was a little bit of massage happening. I think I hit Thelonious Monk next, which is jazz, like jazz, too much jazz. She went, no. So I turned that off. I put on Santana. We listened to some Santana, and the next thing I played was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we had a baby.
Oh,
like it went.
That's fast.
It went quick. Like, I mean, I guess it was quicker for me because I wasn't in pain. But
yeah.
So we're sitting there, and she's laying on her side, and she's in pain, and all of a sudden she almost throws up. Like we have a little. Yak
kidney,
bag,
yeah,
and she
right.
wasn't feeling good, and she almost throws up, and that wretch shot the baby out.
Oh, what? Shot the baby out?
She goes, "Oh my God, she's here!" And everyone is sort of like,
"Oh,
her
body was
for
like
a second."
Out.
And then it goes from me, her sister, and the nurse. To like 10 people in the room. The doctor comes running in, more people come in, there's like sort of this chaos moment, and I don't know if that's normal. Like I actually had this sort of stand back and I thought, aren't we here to do this? Why is there chaos in this moment? It seems like that would be
right.
everyone's sort of most graceful moment, but it was chaos, and it was beautiful and crazy, and I just sort of sat there. Well, actually, so this is pro tip, everyone.
All right.
If you're ever going to go through this, cut mom's nails because... Ow.
It is a pro tip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or bring a third prosthetic arm because...
For her to cling
on
to.
I was locked in and I couldn't even... there wasn't any way for me to, like, even move and help if they had asked me to because I guess I was the pain conduit or whatever.
She's
so
trying to make
anyway,
you suffer
that
for
was
what she's going through.
That was when the screams were happening, and then the next thing you know, like when the doctor got there, she gets in there and she's like, the baby's here, and it was minutes before like a song was over, and the baby was there. So that part was like super cool and smooth and fast. And I mean, I know that it's easy for me to say that because I didn't have the baby, but in comparison to how many women have gone through long labor,
yeah,
tons of pushing and like, honestly, try to throw up because that...
I was thinking as he's saying that, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you know how when you throw up, like your whole body just tenses and sometimes you even, you know, come there's other exits and you're just like, your body just twists itself up. I'm not surprised to hear that really moved it along. So what, the head popped out when that happened?
I did, like I said, and that's exactly what I was getting at. So she had my arm and I was up by her head. And she was locked onto me in a way that I couldn't have possibly gotten around. So this
you
was
have to
weird.
Chew off your own arm.
when she retched, she was laying on her side.
Uh-huh.
So she delivered that baby practically on her hip.
Wow!
Like they didn't even try to kick her out underneath and get her on her back because it was that quick.
Holy cow. So then, and then when the baby came out, she's pink and screaming. Like, what was her Apgar score?
Oh, I don't know any of that stuff. But so the baby was good, and that was a huge relief. Like, they were like, baby was on mom's tummy. I'm telling you, it was so weird because the Red Hots kicked on because that was sort of my job with my left hand.
So music centric.
and so I got that on, and then... like a couple minutes later, the baby was on her chest.
Mm.
So, I mean, that part went really fast. The problem, so then we had a problem, and that's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and that's, we still got really lucky, and everything ended well. But apparently, the placenta is normally supposed to be like this, I mean, they call it an afterbirth, right?
Yep.
So it's another, you know, you're not done when you think you're done. You still have to get that thing out, and there was... some pulling and some jiggling and some pulling, and then
it's supposed
there was
to let
like
go
a,
and get delivered, and so it didn't let go.
It didn't let go, and then the cord broke off.
Mm. Oh,
so the placenta was still in mom, and that's when things got kind of gnarly. And I'll spare you. That's when I sort of was able to see stuff that, like, there was it was troubling to see. So. And I'm not talking about her woman area. I'm talking about, like, sort of there was, on the beds, there was blood, and mm-hmm. it was sort of stressful, and I was worried, very worried. And I swear, in, like, again, with the quickness, the whole room emptied, including Ma and the bed, and they were in the OR in, like, a finger snap.
Right.
And the weird part...
they're prepared for everything. That's so... they're just ready. It makes you feel really good about it.
Yeah, well, so I'm not sure, though. So this is... the weird part is everyone splits. I feel like it's a room full of 10 people, and then it's a room, like, that empties out. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there with sister alone. And ooh. I'm like, I don't...
they just
know
left
this
you with
the way
baby.
That was supposed to... shouldn't someone look at her?
I'm the DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super weird that I'm sitting there. Anyway, I sat there for like almost 2 hours by myself, waiting,
oh,
and just kind of going,
holding
I don't
the baby.
Get it. No one's come to check on her, and she seems fine. I mean, there was no, I guess they can sort of, they sort of one-eye that real fast, huh?
I guess so. Usually there's a whole team that's on the baby. They immediately weigh it. They give it this little vitamin K shot or something. They put the little arm thing.
Is it hungry immediately too?
I don't know.
From what I hear after the fact, I guess this place that we, Sutter, which they were excellent, so don't take anything I'm saying the wrong way, but I guess it's kind of hippie-ish. Mm. And they're all about, you know, skin to skin, and they try really hard. Like, they didn't even clean the baby. And it wasn't because they forgot. They're like, no, we don't want any of mom scent to be off her. And so, like, the picture I posted after the fact, I looked at it, and I'm all, oh, she's got, like, mom. She's got, like,
she's gunky.
Anyway, she's filthy. Yeah, but, I mean, that's the way they do it. So, anyway, that, and I don't know that she's really had a full cleaning yet.
Hmm. Well, it might be time to get on that today, Vin.
I think today is the day for sure. But right. So we did bust out early. So we got home last night or late yesterday, and it was a long night. You know, the baby wanted to eat seemed like every hour.
And is she successfully breastfeeding so far?
So far, I got to find some wood.
Yeah, I just knocked some for
like
you.
Fake.
Knock your
IKEA
head.
Crap around me.
Do your head.
Sorry, IKEA. You're the best, but.
It's wood product.
Yes, it's totally big. They actually helped her get latched, like, in the hospital as soon as she was. This is not funny, but definitely. So mom did the whole birth without any drugs, and it was, you know, like this goal of hers, and she did it, and she was so stoked. And then they run her to the OR and fill her full of drugs.
Right.
So she ended up coming back to the room and was pretty loopy and was asking where she was and where's the baby and who are you. And so anyway, that didn't end up really the way.
You know what, though? She got through most of it, and the baby was delivered without drugs. And like, you do what you got to do to make everything right afterward. That does suck. I feel her pain on that. You went through that, and then you wind up getting doped up. That sucks.
Yeah, well, so she's good. She's super healthy. They didn't even have to, there were no snips, no stitches, so she's super happy about that, and I think she's already on the mend, and the baby's healthy. There was, they said that she's got a little hip thing. I guess I was out getting some food for everybody, and the doc had already come through and seen the baby and said there's a little bit of, I don't know if it's like a hip, I don't want to say dysplasia, that sounds weird, but they say it happens in a lot of girls, girls more than boys, and that she might have to wear a little brace here in her first couple months to make sure that the tendons all develop properly.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know what that's all about, but
how much
it was super cool, and I liked this one better. I don't mean I like the kid better, but it was a really cool experience, and as people were coming around me after we sort of got done and the baby was on mom's tummy and it was before they swept her away, the people started going, you know, congratulations, Dad. And I just had this moment where I was like tearing up, just going, oh my God, this is so powerful. So it was super cool and intense. And
did you cut the cord?
I did cut the cord, yes. I don't know what it is about that everyone wants Dad to do that, but yes, they came for me.
How much did she weigh?
6.13.
Oh, she's a sweet little baby.
She's super tiny, and she was smaller than her sister, so, and I thought her sister was small, so.
How much did Isla weigh?
Like 7-something.
Oh. And then the name, Edie, I remember you mentioned that a couple weeks ago. I love that name. And then why Rose?
So the names that have been on my list have been on my list since the first child. And although Ripley was at the top,
yeah,
and mom actually, to mom's credit, she was like, I like Ripley, do it. I'm not bummed about Ripley, you can do it. I'm not.
Oh, she gave you the green light for Ripley.
She gave me the green light for Ripley, and I'm the one that balked at it.
Oh, Vinny, you're such a grown-up.
Well, here's the thing, and everybody knows this. As soon as you start talking to people, you get all this prejudice opinion about what the name is and what you're doing to that child and how could you. And so all those things are sort of going through my head, and I'm like, you know what, I love the name Ripley. For me, it was going to be cool, but I also loved Edie and Hope and all these other names that we had on our list. I loved Cecilia, and I think little Cece would have been really cute.
Yes.
So I had all these names, and actually in the end, it was like my number two and better and more realistic choice was Edie. And when I said it to Mom, she's like, that's done. We're going with it.
Aw. She was like, phew, it's not Ripley.
And
Edie sounds great. Done. Write it down. Someone write that down. Type that onto the birth certificate right now.
You are so right. I am a 1,000% that you're nailing that for sure. That she was like, anything but that. So let's lock it in.
Right.
And that was, you know, so there I was with my little notepad and I'm writing combinations. And I just really liked the name Rose, and I knew a kid when I was in elementary school named Rose who was cool, and it wasn't like a little girlfriend or anything, but I always thought the name was cool. So that's it. Edie Rose happened.
Edie Rose.
Yay.
Oh, so exciting. Thank you for sharing the story. That's a great story.
So, yeah, that's all of it. And we busted her out yesterday, and we're back home now, and everyone's on the mend. And I think the number one goal is to have daughter number one feel comfortable and cool. And
oh, yeah, give us a quick update on that. What's Isla's thought process on this?
She's cool. She's been super happy and into it and trying to help. And, you know, I think there was a moment where we had to leave the hospital, and there were a lot of tears, a lot of tears. Like, she's like, I don't want to leave Mom there. We've got to go get back and get her. I miss my mommy. And I'm driving, and I'm just like, inside, I'm just crying like, oh, man, how am I supposed to handle all this? It's too much at once. But it's good. She got over it, and she came around, and we're just, you know, that's just minute-by-minute stuff. We'll just try to keep her feeling confident and stoked that she's not being
usurped.
Yeah, that her attention is still, our focus is still on her, too. And, you know, I mean, I've told you before, I make a lot of mistakes just being super, I don't know if it's brusque or short or straightforward, but, you know, every now and then I'll look up and she'll have a tear in her eye. You hurt my feelings. And I just don't even see that coming. So I'm going to just try and be super delicate and hopefully help her through this and not be a boy about it.
Well, you just sound like such a grown-up, Vinny. Congratulations to you on your second beautiful daughter. I can't wait to watch her grow up, too. And I know you're tired and you have a zillion things going on.
Well, let me just say a couple things and then I'll let you guys bounce out. Yeah. So I just want to thank you guys for supporting me and helping me out.
Of course. So we do.
And I want to thank everybody on Instagram and Facebook for the likes and the mentions.
Oh, yeah. Read them, oh, my God. Did you see how many likes?
So many.
We're so psyched.
It's actually overwhelming, and we're just so grateful and stoked. So, you know, I may not be writing back to everyone, but we've definitely thumbed through all that. And it's a really cool thing to be part of this family and this group, and we're just so grateful.
Hey, 707 says, I love birth stories. Sounds beautiful. And Mama is a rock star.
Yeah.
So thank you guys and have a good morning, and I'll catch up with you soon. I miss you a lot, but I'll be back there ASAP.
Well, have fun
love
with
you,
your
Vinny.
Family, Vinny. Love you.
Love you guys.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Aww.